want to introduce you to someone who's doing something beautiful, not just for you, but this is also something that is honoring his brother's legacy. He's giving away free hand sanitizer. He is the chief technology officer at an Ottawa tech company, but he's also kind of like a local hero right now. Joining us, we have Jordan Harding. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, I was looking at the story of how everything started with you, and it started when you were at line. Well, really, it started with your parents, but we're not getting into that conversation here. It started when you were at line at a grocery store here in Ottawa, and a woman goes into a full meltdown.
Yeah, no, it was really hard to watch. It instantly told me that there is going to be a really high need for this product that nobody can find. And I had a light bulb moment, realizing that a friend owned a sanitation company. And I reached out to him and found out that I was able to get some. And we went to Dollar Tree and got 100 bottles and put all the gel hand sanitizer into 100 bottles and went to Reddit Ottawa and made a post just offering to give it away for free, just to give, you know, people some peace of mind to keep their hands clean when they're out and about, stuff like that. And it's been, it went from that little post into just an unbelievable, I can't even put it into words what is happening now. It's just unbelievable.
You just surmised a story unbelievably concisely, because there's also so much more to it than what you would have said. I mean, to create hand sanitizer when there's a need and to find it and to distribute it, it's not as simple as, oh, there's this woman who's in line at the grocery store and she's having a meltdown. She needs hand sanitizer. I'm going to see what I can do to make it. There's logistics, there's calls, there's planning. I mean, it's hard enough these days to go to a grocery store and buy the few items you need. For you to go out and make all of this hand sanitizer for people, that's something else.
Yeah, it's definitely not something I thought I would be doing in 2020, not going to lie. But everything has just, you know, I put faith in the fact that this is something that people need, and hundreds of people have come together and we've all put our heads together, and this is, it's happening. It's like, it's working like clockwork. We've got a fully custom software delivery management system built. We've got a website. We've got social media going. It's just, everything is just working out magically, and we're extremely grateful to be able to do this for Ottawa. It's just, it's working out great.
Jordan Harding is with us right now, and this is The Goods. I'm Dahlia. And when Jordan saw this need, this woman in line who goes into this meltdown because she's elderly, she's desperate to find hand sanitizer, he knew he had to do something. So he has this light bulb moment, and he finds a way to get all of this hand sanitizer that he's able to give out. Now, you're talking about this as though, you know, this was intended for this woman and to help and for other people in need, which is very true. But a big inspiration behind this has come from your own brother, who died suddenly and unexpectedly at only 38. So I'm very sorry for that. But Paul, who was also well-known in our IT sector, he said something to you that really stuck with you.
Yeah, in his final days, he looked at me and he said, you know, all I really wanted to do was leave a positive impact on the world. And I told him that, you know, you've absolutely done that. You've accomplished unspeakable things in your lifetime. And he's like, no, I just really wish I could have done more. And, you know, he died a little over a year ago, and that moment has been with me ever since. And definitely a part of being able to do this for Ottawa has been a big part of that sticking with me. And I feel like he'd have a pretty big smile on his face right now.
You know what? I want you to be able to have that opportunity to also honor your brother's accomplishments when you told him that he's done, you know, so much more than maybe even what he felt. What are some of those accomplishments that you hold in such great esteem?
He kind of helped create the cloud computing at national defense. So the Canadian government now has a cloud computing department, and he was a really big part of getting that off the ground. He was a big part in raising $25 million to get that department started, and it's just he's got a pretty big impact on the future of our country.
He's had a pretty big impact on you, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You say that you always feel great giving stuff away to people in need, and it has a greater return than monetary gain. What's mm-hmm. that return? Describe it.
When you do something for someone and they need it, and you watch their reaction, and you don't just see it, like you feel it, and it just stays with you. And I think that feeling, you know, really just helps humanity. Financial gain is one thing, money comes and goes, but those feelings that stick with you, they stay with you forever. And I 100% recommend doing anything people can to help their neighbor, because we need that now more than ever.
That's what we do here all of the time, and it's incredible. Not even so much the people who get helped, but the people who help, they reach out to me afterwards and they tell me how they just feel. It's like a drug. It gives
exactly.
you something that you could not get anywhere else. What about some of these people? Because I know that so many people have been reaching out to you after that Reddit post, and I don't know mm-hmm. how you keep up with everybody and how you got back mm-hmm. to me so quickly too. So thank you so much for that, Jordan. Mm-hmm. But what are some of these messages maybe that you've received from people and you say, I'm saving that, I'm putting that somewhere where I can go back to read it one day when I'm not feeling so great?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people that are requesting bottles, they are in dire situations. There are people that are immunocompromised. There are people, there are cancer patients, cancer survivors, transplant recipients, doctors, nurses, ICU, CCU staff. Like, all of these people, they cannot find this product. And this product right now is what we need to stay safe. Like, hospital staff and nurses, they have the product at the hospital, and some of them do. Some hospitals are running out now. It's unbelievable. But they can't take the stuff home with them. So we need to keep our frontline staff safe inside and outside the hospital. And it's really good that we're able to do this. Our distillery actually just donated another 120 bottles yesterday. So we're doing we're filling hundreds and hundreds of bottles every day. It's fantastic.
Is the demand increasing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially in the last 24 hours. We've got several hundred more orders to fill, and we're seeing about one new order every minute. But we've tripled our team of drivers. We've got a ton of friends and family that are helping with labeling and bottling. I've got neighbors in my building that have offered to help with labeling, and it's unbelievable. People are actually waiting outside my building right now with glass bottles to donate, and it's just absolutely fantastic.
It's good you finished that sentence, because people waiting outside my building with glass bottles can be a little bit frightening to hear. Jordan Harding is getting a new order every minute for the free hand sanitizer that he's offering out. And you're just going to keep doing this. That's your plan.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing this as long as it is necessary. The most important part of all of this is getting this stuff onto people's hands. I mean, people have a really hard time getting their hands on this stuff, but we need to get it on their hands. So,
you initially put a few hundred dollars into this. How much have you put into this by now?
So the first round, I think it cost me about $360 to $400. I think personally, probably $3,000 or $4,000, but the donations have been coming in extremely quickly, and we're definitely in a positive balance right now, and it's been absolutely fantastic. We can order 1,000 bottles at a time if we need to. We've got more sanitizer available from the distillery if we need to purchase it from there, and it's just everybody is coming together in so many different ways, and it's actually working. For this project to go from nothing 3 weeks ago to a full-blown delivery and distribution system, is actually able to keep up is something that we're all super proud of.
I think that your brother Paul would be super proud of it too. Had I asked him his favorite accomplishment of yours, this could be it.
I think so. I'm pretty proud of all this, and I have the Ottawa community to thank for all of it. It's just been unbelievable.
I'm really proud of you. I think that it is absolutely wonderful, and if hugs were allowed and we were actually in the same space, I would definitely be giving you a hug after using some of your hand sanitizer and then putting it on again immediately. Jordan, if people desperately need hand sanitizer mm-hmm. that you could help them with, what do they need to know, sir?
All they have to do is go to handsan.ca and fill out the form. That connects directly into our delivery management system, and we've got hundreds of bottles getting distributed every day. And that's it. That's all they need to do.
A new order every single minute, and just being able to keep up with that and to create this machine that is getting that to so many people so quickly in under so much duress, that is such a feat. Congratulations. Last quick question for you, mm-hmm. sir. I'm asking everybody right now. What is something you'll never take for granted again?
I think I would never take our health as a community for granted again. I mean, I've done hundreds of deliveries myself, and I'm seeing things that I've never seen before in my life. I had no idea how many of us are, you know, affected, immunocompromised people live in Ottawa. There's literally tens of thousands of us, and it's not something I was ever really privy to until before this project. And I think we can no longer take our health for granted in any way anymore.
Well, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll check back in to see how things are going. Thank you for taking your time in such a busy time to join us.
Thank you so much.
Jordan Harding, and he is helping to keep our city sanitized for those people who are having a hard time doing it on their own. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. Up next, the story I've been sharing with you every week to end the show has a twist. That is coming up just ahead on The Goods. I'm Dahlia. This is 580 CFRA.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.